run that, Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph, we have 5 lines from the bottom, 6 lines. Tana Rabbonon, Almone, 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 Eine Chayiv Ela Achad. Grusha, 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 Eine Chayiv Ela Achad. And the Gemara will explain these halachas. Almone, Grusha, Bechalola, Zoyna, Bizman, Shehem, Keseda. If the Seda was like this, first she became an Almone, then she became a Grusha, then she became a Chalola, then she became a Zoyna. Chayiv al kol achas va'achas. Then if a kohen gadol was boil her, so he's chayiv 4 times malchus. What if the seder is not like this? Zinsa, it's backwards. Zinsa, first she became a zayna, then he's chalala, then a kohen had yet was boil her and she became a chalala. Then is garshav nisalmala ain chayev ella achas. When you chayev malchus only als zayna. Now the Gemara is going to start explaining. Amar almone 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 ain chayev ella achas. The Gemara asks, "Hay almone heichidami? What is the case? Ileme shebo." We're speaking about a kohen gadol. Shebo al almonas Reuven, va al almonas Shimon, va al almonas Levi. Amai einei chayev ela achas. Why is the only chayev 1 time malchus? Harei gufin muchlokim, harei shemais muchlokim. So the Gemara says he should get 3 times malchus. This kohen gadol was born on 3 different almonis. So since there are gufin muchlokim, there are different gufim, there are different people. So one should be chayiv malchus on each person bazunda. And the Taisus HaRosh says over here, Taisus and Malchus say that even though there was one hasra, it means that they were masre the kohen gadol, they should not be bo al amonis Reuven, and teich kedei dibo he was bo al amonis Reuven. So this hasra is maspik that he'll get malchus for amonis Shimon and amonis Levi also. And the Taisus HaRosh asks, how does this work? We have a klal that has tries to be teich kedei dibo to the Aveira, or else the chayte kentayne ishtaloi. I forgot. Teich kedei dibo, he was warned, and teich kedei dibo, he does the Aveira, then he can't tayne ishtaloi. I forgot. But if it's lache kedei dibo, he kentayne ishtaloi. So the Taisus HaRosh says, Moiridik HaChidish, that since he started the Aveira, Almonas Reuven, he was Baila Teich Kedei Dibo of the Hasra. The whole time he was Isaac in that Aveira, then he didn't go and say capital Philim, he went to the next Almona. So the Hasra to the first Aveira is maspik for all the 3 almonas. There was no hefsik in between of doing a dovaracha. And there's a chi of malchus with a din of gufim muchlokim. This is a different guf. Some a mele, there's a new chi of malchus. So why does it say almona, 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 eine chai velachas? And then the Gemara asks, are shemois muchlokim? Now, shemois muchlokim, lachere would mean that there are 3 different sibis why each one became an almona. Almonas Reuven became an almona because Reuven had married her and he died. Amone, Shimon became an Amone because of a different Tzibah, because of the issues of Shimon and Shimon's Misa. And Amone Slavi also, there's a different Tzibah for the issues and for the, that which she became an Amone. So the Gemara is asking, so why should it be that there's only one Smalkis, the Gufim Machlokim, the Shemesh Machlokim? Elo shebo al amona achas sholosh biyos. Now, maybe it's speaking about, it was boiled three times one almona. Here we don't have gufim machlokim. So the Gemara says, eichidami, idolai asro bay, if there was no separate asro between each biyos, pshita dein echayiv ela achas. So then it's poshet. And the reason it's poshut, it's called like one big maisa be'ila. Not called like three different averes. Ela da'asru bay, and if it's speaking about between each be'ila, there was a separate asro, so there's a klal of asrois machalkois. The asro makes each pu'ula a different maisa avera. Is then a kol chod v'chod ha'mayin echai v'la'achas. If there was a hasro on each beile, amayin echayiv elachas. Why is only chayiv once malkis, plus nan? Nozer sho yeshoise yayin kol hayom kuhoy. Nozer was drinking wine. Ein echayiv elachas, even though he drank a multitude of revius and of wine. There's one malkis, it's called one big shtir. Omru loy, al tishta al tishta, there was a hasro, there were different hasros on the different shtiyas, buhu shoyse chayvo kolachas v'achas, so we see there's a concept of hasrois mechalkois, and a different, each hasro makes it not, it's not considered one big avera, it's considered separate averas. So, the Gemara doesn't understand, so what's the case of Almona, 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 and any Chayv Alachas? Loi Tzriche, Shebo al Almona's Ruvain, Shehoiso Almona's Shimein, Shehoiso Almona's Levi. That means that there was one Isha that had three distinct Sibes for the Shem Almona. She became an Amona from Reuven, an Amona from Shimon, an Amona from Levi. Ma'u d'teime arei shemois muchlokim. That means there are three distinct sibis for the Shem Amona. Kamash melon gufim muchlokim be'ino. That is the Chiddush. That in order to get three times Malkes, we need gufim muchlokim. Shemus muchlokim will not create a din of three times Malkus. Veleko. Now let us see Rashi. Look at Rashi. Almone, almone, almone. So Rashi here says already the maskonis ha-gemore. Bo al almone sheyesh bo sholosh shemois shel almone. That means there were three sibis why she was an almona. She was married three times and she became an almona three times. Ein echayiv ela achas mekamen meforish lo. Now, say so Mishnah Salevi, he brings down a kasha that we're going to soon have a whole sugya of einisa chalalisa. So lechayre, Philip, we would say Shemais Mechalkois, but let's say first she became Almona's Ruven, so she's also Almona. Then she became Almona Shimon, so Philip, there would be such a concept of Shemais Mechalkim, but Lechere, this Issa should not be Chal, because she's also already Almona's Ruven. Let us say Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. So he brings that to me from the Makne, that the Makna says that it's speaking about as follows. that she became first Almanas Reuben, then Almanas Shimon, then Almanas Levi, and then he became a Kohen Gadol. So Bishas, when he became a Kohen Gadol, then the Issar Almanah was first Chal on him. Till he was a Kohen Gadol, he was an Issar in this issue. When he became a Kohen Gadol, so Bipasachas is also in this Isha for all three Almanas. So I would think you get this. So this three distinct Isurim on her for the three Sibis of Almanas is Kamash Malon, that in order to get three times Malkus, you need Gufim Muchlokim. Shemus Muchlokim does not create three times Malkus. But he asks Amir de Kekashe, that's very good. By Almona, 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 we have a chetimsa that all three were chalva basachas. Grusha, 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 we can't have this chetimsa because, he was a kain hedgy to begin with. So when she became also out the first geirishin, so she's also come out the first geirishin. The second geirishin, we should say, Einisa chalalisa. Let's go further. Ein echaiva la'achas, le'kamon meforesh lo. Now it says that if she was an almone ugrusha v'chalola zoyna, bizman shehen kisei derazeh, shenis almona t'chila, first she became an almone, v'niseis l'sheni, and then she got married to someone else, v'girsha, and he gave her a get, so now she's an almone. And she became a grusha. V'niseis l'koyin. And then she married a koyin. So a koyin comes out, he was boil, a koyin had yet, he was boil, a koyin gadol. No, let's say, until a koyin had yet, no, v'niseis l'koyin, she came out a koyin had yet, v'nis chalala. Now she became a chalala. V'achakach nivolo le'echad min apsulim. She became nivol la'echad min apsulim, let's say, a mamzer, a ger, a moini me'yobi, oy le'kroivim, or she became nivol from a chayvei krisis, bilos nus, v'nasis zoyne, now she became a zoyne. The mipsule kune chaloli ke zoyne leka. U'mishari surum zoyne have chalole loy have, kine lekama. So me'mele, so the third time around, she married a Kohen Hedyet, when she became a Grusha, so she became Nischalo, that's Yisurikon, she became a Chalova. The fourth time around, now, she was Nivul from a Chayve Krisis, or from Suleiko, so now she became a Zaina. And now we're talking about, now Kohen Gadol was Boyul, huh? So he's Chayev four times Malkus for these four Shemes. Almone, Grusha, Chalova, Zaina. But what is if she acquired the four Shemes in an opposite oifen? That means first it was Zinsa, Mikroivim Oimi Mamza. So first she became a Zayt. Then Venis Chalolo. And then she became a Chalolo. She bore le'a Koin, Baso Chalolo. She is a Suralo Mishim Zayna. And then she got married and she became a Grusha. And then she got married again, and she became an Almon. And then a Kohen Gadol was Boyala, and he chayev ala achas lekamon meforish tayin. So the Gemara says, if it is speaking about that he was Boyal three Bilis in one Almone, so the Gemara says, how is it speaking about? If there was one Asro Pshita, if there was Asro Bechol Bila Bila, so he should be chayv taka three times Malkus. We learned. Nozer shoye shoyse. Loi so he's chayv al kolachas vachas. Kol hani chayv be Malkus kamay. Kamay. So the Gemara says, loi tzriche shebo bi achas al amonis ruben, shoyse amonis shimin, shoyse amonis leit. So I would think it's a shema is mechlokim, and that should make it for three different aveiras. Was the three different sibis why she's an almona. Perhaps to understand this hava mina that Shemus Muchlokim should be Machayev three times Malkus, We have a posik about kaponim. After the posik, let's talk about a kolbun chatas. A person, let's say, was cooking a whole day Shabbos. He was cooking from dawn to dusk. He didn't know that today was Shabbos. He didn't know Shabbos. He didn't know that Bishul is also. He cooked the whole day. Then he finds out that the cook, it was Shabbos. So he brings one kolbun chatas. That means he did one aveira b'shagik. That means even though that's considered, he brings it was behelem echad. It was everything that was done behelem echad. He didn't know that you're not allowed to cook. He didn't know that it was Shabbos. So you bring one kabot, one kolbun, even though there was 20 chilulei Shabbos of Bishul. It was considered one chilul Shabbos behelem echad. What happens if he cooked and he was boira in Shabbos? Two malachas he did, and he brings two chatois. One for malachas Bishul, and one for malachas boira. So by Emerson, this is a boira de kechidish, because he didn't do two aveiras. What aveira was he? Was over the Veira of Asiyas Malacha B'Shabbos. Veira is not a new Veira. Veira is a Malach in Shabbos. And Vishal is a Malach in Shabbos. He didn't do it. He was Mechal of Shabbos Be'alam Echad with two Malachas. So we have a limud on this, that Malach is Mechalkos. That each, and Malach is Mechalkos, we consider each Malach Ke'ilu, it's a mazunder aveira. Ke'chele v'dam. It's like, even though in Yesod it's one aveira of chilul Shabbos, but you can be chilul Shabbos in 39 Eifamim. But, so in Yesod it's one aveira of chilul Shabbos, but there's a din of malachis mechalkes. So perhaps I says, this is, boirer is one sibah of chilul Shabbos, And Mevashel is another Sibah of Chilul Shabbos, and each Sibah makes it like a different Aveda. So perhaps this would perhaps be the Havamina, Almonas Lumen, Almonas Shimon, Almonas Levi. The three different Sibahs, why she's also the Kain Godel? Because of Lumen's Ishes, because of Shimon's Ishes, because of Levi's Ishes. The three different Sibahs. It's Kamash Malon that, Al Kaponim by Malkus, we sicher don't say this along this of Shemesh Machalkim, even though there's three different Sibis, and that's why he gets one Malkus. But the Gemara said, if he was boiled three different Amonis, so the Gemara says, then Zichah get three times Malkus, because the Gemara says, Arei Gufin Muchlokim, V'Shemesh Muchlokim. So it would seem from the Gemara that the reason he gets three times Malkus is because there's two Mukhlakim over here. It's Mukhlak, they're three different people, and they're three different Sibbets. So Taisa says, Nire de Bechdi Nokat Shemes Mukhlakim. Now what the Gemara says, you get three times Malkus, is Hu Adin, not because it's Shemes Mukhlakim, there's three different Sibbets. And we'll see later, Tais is going to give a marshal, let's say, Reuven had three wives, and then Reuven died, so there's no Shemes Machlokim. All of them are also Al-Famonis Reuven, Al-Tahishus of Reuven and the Misa of Reuven. The Iker is Gufen Machlokim. Gufen Machlokim makes it for three different Aveid. Nira de Bechdi Nokat Shemes Machlokim. Shrei, so Tais says, V'horaya, you don't need Shemes Machlokim. Sharei bo, here Taisus is medame, different chatois to Malkus, because there's a din of gufim mochlokim by Kabonis also. Sharei bo al shloishe noshim nidois behelem achas. If a person was bo al shloishe three different women, chayev al kolachas vaachas. He's chayev on all three. There, it's only Gufen Muchlokim. Kloima, שכולם נושם לאיש אחד כדי מפורש. לחייך את תויספוס מין, that a husband was born on three of his wives. So, it's all one shame. So here the Yelos HaShachem, which is very difficult to understand, what Tosfos is saying, when we're speaking about the Yisrael Nidah, so the husband is Lemal Lemered over here, 10 husbands, 1 husband, the Yisrael is not at all connected to the husband, the Yisrael Nidah is an Yisrael Nidah. So Tosfos is making, see, you don't need there, full of 1 husband also. Tosfos, it would seem, there where you need 3 husbands, it could be you need Seamus Mahlok. So 3 husbands, Lagabi Disanidis Lemal Lemega Dayel Sashacha Muchitzer on this Taiswis. So that's difficult to understand. But Taiswis, I mean, by Nida Tzicha like that, there's no Shemois Muchlokin. It's Gufa Muchlokin. Elahide Nokat Gimel Almonesh Shal Gimel Bneyodon Lavdavkin. Now what the Gemara says, Shemois Muchlokin Shal Gimel Bneyodon Lavdavkin. That means if a person moved and had 3 wives, and all of them became almonis because the ishes of Reuven and the misa of Reuven, so he's chayv 3 times malchus al gufim machlokim. Not all shame, there's no shame as machlokim over there. V'chein mashme midem mishani, because the Gemara says, so why is this the shame as machlokim is lamal lamirin? And because the Gemara says, Al Shabu Al Amona Achas Gimel Bias. That's the case. So if you need 2 factors to give 3 Malkis, Le Mishani Shabu Ashloish Amona Shalot Amechot. Why did the Gemara say, a Poshetetzir, that there were 3 Almonis from 1 husband, and they're Gufa Machlokim, and you only get one time's Malkis, because not Shemis Machlokim. So by stories, you don't need Seamus Machlokim. Mechadach yagam lechai v'shloishe. Gufim Machlokim alone is a lechai. Now the Gemara continues. Almone ugrushe v'chalola zoyne. The Gemara says, a woman was first an almone. She married 1 husband, he died. Then she became a grusha, she married a 2nd husband, he gave her a get. V'chalole, and then a kain was boil her. Kain hedit was boil her, so she became a chalole. And then a mamza was boil her, she became a zayne. So it says, he's chayv, and then a kain godo was boil her. So a kain godo was boil her, so he's chayv on all 4 lavas. So the Gemara asks, "Hai tane mai kasava? What is this tano? I kasava isa chalal isa. There's a machlokes tano in this. If he holds isa chalal isa, so itchanami. So why does it say that if this happened in the opposite oifen, at first she became a zayin, then she became a chalal, and then she became a grush, and then she became a mon, he's only like a one. If he holds isa chalal isa, is a pranami, she also gets 4 times malchus. What's the difference? What to say to us? V'ikasova einis achalalisa, and if he holds einis achalalisa, so what is the magic of this seder? I feel like a seder is a nami loy. So it's a feel like first an amona, then a grusha, then a chalola, then a zayna, and then a kangaroo's boiler, he gets 4 times malchus. Omar of it. Hai tane isa chal al isa lesloi. This tane holds ein isa chal al isa. But isa moisif islai. And isa moisif, he does hold. Now, we'll start explaining what is an isa moisif. Almone asure lekain god. Bishoye lekain edit. The first time she got married, the shame almone asked her to a kain Kodu, she's not also a Kohen Hedyot. Havilo Grusha. Now she got married again. So now the Shem Grusha is Chal Tasa a Kohen Hedyot. Now because she became a Grusha, she's now also a Kohen Hedyot. That, and Gabi, the Kohen Hedyot is no problem of a nisachal alisa, because she never was also to kohen hedyin. So now when she became a grusha, she became also to a kohen hedyin. Is migu the itoisiv lo isur legabi kohen hedyin, so the isa grusha was chal on her legabi a kohen hedyin, itoisiv lo isur legabi kohen gadol. That's isa moisiv. If the isa, the second isa that came, is moisiv and isa to someone else who she was not also to till now, and on this someone else, there's no problem of an isa chalal isa, so then there's a svar of migu. So since it is chal legabi someone else, so the isa grusha was chal legabi akayin hedyet, so there's a din, it's chal also legabi akayin godo, even though legabi akayin godo, she was already also alts almone, she now becomes also alts grusha also. Let us see Rashi before we go further. Zot Rashi, Issa Moisef Islay, Shuhu Chal Al Issa. That an Issa Moisef is Chal on a previous Issa. Kishah Issa Hashani, when the second Issa, Moisef Olero is adding on La Oisra to Asher Bamesha Oisra Muteres Lai Machmas Issa Rich. That means the second Issa is being moisiv isurim on someone who till now she wasn't also to. So islay say hold shuchal afal pishois asur le machmes isurishen. So it's chal also legabi the first one. Lischayim shtayim hilka mizman shehen kiseida yesh bekulon isa moisiv kedemaforish was. Almone loy hoysa asur le kain hedyet. Nis garsho migoy de itoysef alo machma shem grusha. The shem grusha created an isa eitzel hedyet. Sho hoysa muteres loy. Till now she was muter to the hedyet. Now that she became a grusha, she became now also to a kain hedyet. Itoysef o isa grusha, that isa, so since the second Issa is Moisef and Issa Lagabi someone else, who she was not also to till now. Even though she was already also to him, because of the shame Amoneh, this is a Machlekes Tanoim, and this Tana holds Issa Moisef. If the Issa was already nitfas on her legabi someone else, it chapsacharein, and she's also, so the shame grusha is chalana for the legabi the kohen godel. Now what happened further? Vadayin shoye lemeichel betrumet. She was permitted to eat trumet. She's an almona and a grusha and a bas kohen. She's allowed to eat trumet. What's wrong with eating trumet? Then a kohen was boiler. A kohen hedyet was boiler. So now she became a chalola. So now the shame chalola shebo made that she's not allowed to eat truma now. This isra of truma was non-existent till now. So the shame chalola was chal on her legabi truma, that she's not allowed to eat truma. So migo, it's chal legabi truma, it's chal legabi the kohen godel and the kohen hedyet. Itayis v'lo isur legabi kohen godel. What does Rashi say? Let's see what Rashi says. Lemeichel betrume in bas koyeni, so she was permitted to eat trume, al talmon and al tzgrusha. Migo ditoise vo isur mishum chalolo lemeichel betrume, ki dafinim ala yechalol, vinis chalolo mikdusha so, the kdusha skone shabo becomes nischalol. Fine. Now the Muslims say, "Amir de kechetish." Ela zayna ma isa meisiv isba. By zayna, now where do you have an isa meisiv? She's also ready to kain hadyet al tzgusha al tzchalola. Fine. Now, chai v'krisus us boila. So she's also a zoyne now. But zoyne cannot be chal. This is zoyne le kohune cannot be chal, because she's already also to a kohen edit, as chalole and grusha. She's also to a kohen gobo, as chalole, grusha, and amone. So now, the yisru zoyne is only a yisru le kahanim. So she's also ready le kahanim. Where do you have an yisru moisev, the gabi, the shame zayne. El zayne ma yisa moisif isbo. Oma rafchone ba rafkatine hoyo v'shem znus toiso bi yisroel. Amor in the kegemore v'her, never see Rashi. So Rashi, ma yisa moisif isbo. Ba men esra mishum ze, perhaps mishem ze would be better, what Issa was chal now that was not chal till now? And then we say, Moise, Migu, this Issa was chal, so chal agave the previous Neso. So the Gemara says, Hoyo v'shem znus paisel afilu b'yisro. Kigoy. Im zinso tachto neseres al maimu. Now let us just try to say the words, what Rashi is saying. But let's try to explain before we look into Rashi. That we know there's an Issa Saita Labal. And there's conditions when a Saita Labal is also Barke, Golotzain, Oine, it's different. So, and then there's an Issa Zaina Lakayan. So we would think these are two different things. So Zayna, this is Saita, Yuchbala, Risha, Achesha, Tamo, they're different Isurim. So Agamore is being Megalatas, number one, it's one Issa. That what a husband is not permitted to be in Ishtai Shezinso, that's a Issa Zayna. But there are different, I found them, how one becomes a Zayna. A wife becomes a Zayna, Lepailo, Yisrael, Zinsa, Tachto, Berot. That's how she becomes a Zayna. Let's talk about an Ashes Koyin. An Ashes Koyin will become a Zayna Labailo. After all, she was Nansa. She'll also become a Zayna Labailo. A Stamazai, an Isha, that was nibble from a Chayve Krisis or a Chayve Opsule Kol, a Mamsa, becomes a Zayna Lekoyin by such a beer, by a Bila of Zaret Lomikore, by a Bila of a Chayve Krisis. These are different oifanim, how different women become Zionists. But there's a common denominator. What is the common denominator? But the common denominator is that after all the halachas have been complied, there's a common issa. A site is also labaila. The Torah said, if your wife was mezana, she's also to you al zayna. That she's also a zayne. A kohen, if I feel she was a pnuye and someone was baal a chaysai, she's also to a kohen a zayne. But it's one issa of zayne, which can become, which is chal and different ifanim. So al kaponim, so the Gemara is saying, this issa of zayne, was an Issa that's chal on her, which is an Issa that is not only applicable to Kahanim, not only applicable to Kedushas Kune. This Issa that was chal on her is an Issa that is a fellow of Admoich by Yisraelim. So Mamela Beprotius, even though when she became a Zayna, let's talk Lamaisa, you have a Pnuya that she was nibble from a brother, And she was already a woman, Grusha, Chalola. Now her brother was Bayala, she's a Pnuya, she became a Zayna Lekoyin. This woman is no Shaykha to Yisrael. She's Mutta to Yisrael, there's no problem whatsoever. But it was Chal on her Hashem that Hashem that is Oysel Yisrael also, under the conditions that are needed to make a Zayna for Yisrael. So this is also called an Issa Moisa. Now let's just see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Hoyov v'shem znus poysel afilu b'yisrael. Kegoy. Im zinso tachto neseres al bailo. So that's the yisrael zoyna l'yisrael. Ochinami afal gam da haiznus. This woman was laftachas bailoi. Miu shem znus ashken bei moisev baume. But we find that this Shem is a Shem which is not mugbal to kohune, which is not mugbal to tume. This is a Shem that is noyig, like a ganz klal Yisrael. The Yisrael Zayin is noyig by ganz klal Yisrael. So this also gives it a Shem Moisef. The Chazaynish in Simen Kufla Medalet, he brings down our Gemara, and he seems to say a unique pshat in the Gemara. He says, "Shames nus, afal pi she'enai loy kailo, veloy meisiv." He says it's not called a kailo, that's for sure. It's not called a meisiv. He holds it's not called a meisiv because nothing was nitoisif on her. Ela chomol bilvad, but it's called an issa chomol. That's the lumdus of Agamor. Agamor calls it maisa beisa, but he says it's called an issa chomol. Because this shame is also filled by Yisraelim. When you meet all the qualifications, or some emailer, so this is called an issa chomol, and an issa chomol is chal an issa kal. That's how the Chazanish Tachsachmir understood it. Let us go further. But that is, if you went this way, the Amona Grusha Kalola Zainab. Yeah. But if it'll be the other way around, so it'll be Zainab, and she's also Lakoyin, and they're finished, and then Lakoyin will be Baila, this Kalola won't be Kalola, which is very also Zainab, or Kahanim, and we'll say in this Kalola. It seems Zayin is also Asala Trume. So if Zayin is Asala Trume, that's what we see from our Gemara. Achsmetaisis and Yevomus want to say, how do you know Zayin is Asala Trume? Because it's a hecky Zayin is Chalola. So this a Chalola is Asala Trume, Zayin is also Asala Trume. So then it shall only be Loike Acham. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tani Tane Kamei Derav Sheish. Now we have here a drash, and we'll see later the pshat in this drash. Ko shehu biyikach halei harei hu v'lo yikach. Ko she einoi biyikach einoi v'lo yikach. Now, what does this mean? Sounds like a very cryptic statement. Let's see what Rashi says. Zog Rashi. Ko shehu biyikach. There's a posik bohu isha bifsuleo yikach. There's a mitzvah. I kain godel, you should take a isha bifsuleo. The somachlei, right afterwards it says, bohu isha bifsuleo yikach, somachlei almona grusha bachalola zoine lo yikach. So now, Chazal make a drash. Kol sha'ata koire bok shehi bifsuleo yikach. If she would be a psula, this woman would be a psula, so it would apply to her this mitzvah, isha b'psula yikach. The ra'uya le'koyin gavul, she's right at koyin gavul, she'd be a psula, she'd be right. Yeshnei b'bal yikach im hoy salman. But if she would be a psula, he'd also be unable to marry her. So if she is an almona, he's not even the Yisra almona. And now let's see exactly what we're speaking about. So the Gemara says, Prat l'koyin godol shebo al alchoysoi almona. That means we have a koyin godol that had a sister that got married to someone and she became an almona. And now he was Baila. So the Kohen Gadol is not like Al Talmoneh because she's also already out of chayse. So between you and me, lechayre, the end of the halacha is telling us we'll see en yisach halal isa, that the isa almone is not halal isa chayse. That's lechayre, the makke bepatish of the gemara. But we're starting off with a drash, and we'll see soon. And but lechayre, that is what this drash is telling us. This drash is telling, we're figuring out this halacha with this drash. That means, achoysoi, since it would never be possible for a kohen gadol to marry a chayse when she's a chayse. So therefore, if she's an almone, he won't be over on the lab of almone laika. And the reason is because I miss a halalisa, and that's the Gilead club. We'll try to elaborate a little more. Amale. So Abu Bekitza, what are we saying? That the Hissa Amone is not Chal on the Hissa HaChais. Amale, the Amaloch Loni. Who holds like this? Rab Shimoni. Oh, this is going according to Rab Shimoni. According to Rab Shimoni, the Hissa, according to Rab Shimoni, I can understand this, that the Hissa Amone is not Chal on the Hissa HaChais. The Omar ain Issa Chal Alissa. Rab Shimon holds ain Issa Chal Alissa. The Sanya. Rabbi Shimon Oima. Rab Shimon said, I'm Boyer de Gezach. Like this, a person, Achman on the Tzlan, eats in Yom Kippur. Amazing. I have chorus. Achman on the Tzlan. A person, ate an Evela be Yom Kippur. He's not Chayv chorus. Only Chayv Alav from eating the Evela. Because the Issa Yom Kippur is not Chal on the Issa Nevein. It wasn't available from the Rabbi Yom Kippur. Let's just accept this for the present time. Esanya Rab Shimon Oyma, Oichel Nevela Bi Yom Kippur, Potem. So Memele, so the Gemara is saying, so this price is going according to Rab Shimon. Just like the Issa Yom Kippurim is not Chal on the Nevela, so what in the Isra Almone is not Chal on the Isra Chais. The Irabona, if it's going according to the Rabona, or Omri Isra Chalalisa, Rabona say Isra Chalalisa, they say the Isra Yom Kippur is Chal on the Isra Nevela. So Lachayra, who had in the Isra Almone should be Chal on the Isra Chais. Shemuel says, no, we don't have to say this at all. Afilo Teima Rabona. This could be, this Paraisin is going according to the Rabbonin also. Ki Yomri Rabbonin Issa Chalal Issa, that Yom Kippur is Chalan Avele, Hanemili Issa Chomer Al Issa Kal, Yom Kippur is an Issa Chomer. It is Koris, and the Avele is the Issa La, Amal Issa Chalal Issa Chomer, Loichayim. So the Mele, so this Paraisin does not necessarily have to go according to Rab Shimon, he can go a fillo according to the Rabbon. Now, let us see Rashi. Rashi, Prat Lekoyin Kodo, Sheinei Loike Aleo Misham Issa Kodunem, Helo Misham Issa Rachoisoi. So, Baruch said, this is going according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon said, Oichon Nebel V'yem HaKippurim, Toto Mikoris. Loi osi isa yom kippurim umeichel al isa nevela dekonim. That means there was a nevela erev yom kippurim, and now it became yom kippur. So the isa yom kippur will not be chal on this nevela. Let us skip to the rest of Rashi. We'll come back to the Nineda. But so this is Rab Shimon that holds that isa yom kippurim is not chal on the nevela. But according to the Rabbonon, so just like Issa Yom Kippurim is Chal on the Vele, so who adin Issa Amon should be Chal on the Chayse. So the Mal says, no, Issa Chomo al Issa Kal. Yom Kippurim, Shuhu Bekoris, al Issa Nevele, Shuhu Belach, al Chomo is Chal on the Kal. Al Issa Kal, Kain Almon, al Kain God, al Issa Chayse, Shuhu Bekoris, did not Chal. So Mamela, so could be this Parais is going to follow according to the Chachamim. Now, let us see Taisvitz. פרט לכהן גדול שפה על החיסוי על מוד. The price is telling us that a kohen gadol will not be chayiv als a mod. Chaimer, like Toisvis, my kama besomot, and Rav Shimon less lay yisra chalal. So the Gemara says, oh, the Gemara says, God, come to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon does not hold it in from yisra chalal. So another person by long who has the same is also Asa Balmone, a Meshuach Muhammad. Meshuach Muhammad that he's the Kohen that speaks when they go out of Muhammad. He also is the din of a Kohen Gadol. Now this person is also Asa Balmone. So now the minute his sister became an Almode, before she was an Asa to this Meshuach Muhammad, she's not his sister. Now she became an Almode. So now the Shem Almona was chal on her. Megabi, this Meshuach Mochona was chal on her. So Migo was chal on her. She be chal on her brother also. How could the Gemara compare Yom HaKippurim and Nevela? Yom HaKippurim is kada Issa Koilo, not an Issa Maisa. That means Yom Kippur is Chadisa Yom Kippur is Chal on other Chafetza. But it became Yom Kippur. That means before Yom Kippur, this piece of meat was also to me out of the Nevela. All other meat was mutter to me before Yom Kippur. So it became Yom Kippur. The other pieces also became also. The other pieces of meat. That's called Koilo. Migo. These pieces became also. So the Nevela will also become also. That's Koilo. That's not Moisin. That means the Issa was Chal on other Chafetza. To say migu from one chayfet to another chayfet, tell this a kailu, you say it. If you don't know this a kailu, you don't say it. But Issa Maisiv is better than Issa Kailu. Issa Maisiv is better than Issa. So Taisus is asking a merely kakashe, but how did the Gemara know to compare? How could the Gemara compare? Shimon by Yom HaKippurim and Yom Kippur, just like Yom Kippur is not Chal of the Issa Nevela, so Yom Kippur is also Amona is not Chal of the Issa Achaisoi. Amona is an Issa Maisa. Yesh Loima the Issa Bebrais Acheret. Rav Shimon Afalo Issa Maisa Flesta. There's a Gemara in Yevamesh that Rav Shimon doesn't know the Issa Maisa. Okay, our Gemara was a Medayik. They brought the wrong address. In days, he doesn't know this. Kailo. She said, well, maybe it's a Maisa. He doesn't. Okay, since the Gemara doesn't know this, a Maisa, well, he also doesn't know. But, the Gemara knew this, so therefore, that's what the Gemara means. Inami Yeshleim, the Hachi Maisa. So according to the first part of the Shtikul Boichik, because Nika Chosmin HaSeifa, the Gemara, we lied to say it's going according to Rav Shimon because of a bekiyus of Rav Shimon and Yevamos, which the Gemara never mentioned. Inami yesh loyma, ochi maisi, given the Rav Shimon less lay isa chalal isa, vahavo gav vavi isa chomar al isa kao. That means Rav Shimon holds that Yom Kippur is not chal on the veil. That is said close. Now, Yom Kippur is an isa chomar, it's chorus. Nevelos in Israel. He died on the veil of Yom Kippurim. Lechal Israel Yom Kippurim, shehu bekores al Yisrael nevele shehibala. So we see Klal not only doesn't hold Kailov, he doesn't hold Chamo. So Belav ochi, al Yisrael nevele shehibalav, Belav ochi Yisrael nevele, unless le Yisrael meisev, the Yisrael kal al Yisrael Chamo, ki heiche, ki ahid the kain godo shebo al chayisei amo. So what is Tosfos saying? Just like we see that he holds that an Yisrael Chomo is not Chal on a Yisrael Kahu, it means we have a Gemalvike Mail over here of the second Yisrael, an Yisrael Chomo. Afal Pi came Reb Shimon holds that an Yisrael Chomo is not Chal on a Yisrael Kahu. It's Ochi Yisrael Lameima, so we should compare this and say, the last lay is a moisef be is a kal al is a homo. I mean, we had mentioned before Achazaynish that moisef is also me'ain homo al kal. That's the gather of moisef. So if he does not hold homo al kal, when the homo is a greater einish than the kal, so he shouldn't hold Moisef Kal Al Choma. That means, from Taisus it would seem that we could compare these two cases. The Issa Moisef is equivalent to an Issa Choma. This Issa is more Choma. It's Noyigafila by Kain Hedye. It's Noyigafila Gabi Tume. It's an Issa that's Noyigafila Gabi Yisraela. So Issa Moisef, the Lomdus of Issa Moisef, Me'ein Chomer Al-Kal. So if we see that Rav Shimon does not hold Chomer Al-Kal, if it's Chomer Onsh, if it's Chomer Onsh in Al-Kal Onsh, so the Gemara held, he should also not hold Moisef Kal Al-Chomer. That means, we'll see from Taisus, if I'd have two factors here, that I don't know already. That means, if it would be a Moisef, and it would be a Chomer Al-Kal, that I don't know. That I don't know. But a Moisef, which is a Kal al-Chomo, is equivalent to a Chomer al-Kal,